CWU postal workers, vote yes in the re-ballot, and step up the action. Steve Iron from Merseyside Socialist Party interviewed Jane Loftus, Communication Workers Union, CWU, vice president on the postal workers picket line at Prenton on December 23. Why are you out on strike? We are out to protect pay and terms and conditions in Parcel Force and Royal Mail, but we are also out to protect and maintain services for the general public. Royal Mail's business model now is for casualization, to turn it into a courier service by attacking the terms and conditions of the current workforce. This is why we emphasize the importance of the impact of the attack on terms and conditions. But as a union, we have stood together. The march and rally in London, reported by the press as only 500, was a massive show of the strength and unity of 20,000 CWU members. On the picket lines, members' resolve continues. Members who are motivated by their shared aim to provide a decent service to the public. Our members have provided and continue to provide a long-standing commitment to the community of which they serve. What about the future of the postal service? The CWU continues to support initiatives to expand the service, but those must fully support and protect the terms and conditions of our members. Alongside winning this dispute, we also support the demand to renationalize the postal service back into public ownership. Any final comments you would like to make? I'm proud of the determination and continued support of members for the CWU. Together, alongside other unions who are now joining us in dispute, we stand in solidarity. Victory to the CWU. Gary Clark, Secretary of Scotland No. 2 CWU Branch, says, as we are now entering a re-ballot of our members, as required by Tory anti-union laws, it is vital we get another massive yes vote. We must demand that any potential deal includes reinstatement of all reps who have been suspended during the dispute under the Conduct Code. This is clearly a fight to the finish. We must now step up the action. This should include our union playing a leading role in calling for a 24-hour general strike. And, at the same time, we need a big public appeal for a strike fund to support our members who require assistance